Welcome everyone to the Grand Experiment. This is our first traveling podcast. This is an episode of the Loftus Party. This is what you do. Now, first of all, thank God for technology. But this is what you do when your back's up against the wall, you're doing everything and you're just traveling. So here's what happened, everyone. We got the Gimlet on the other line. We got the Liberty Gypsy at the control center. Are you there, Gypsy? Come in, Gypsy.
I'm here.
All right. We're doing this. I'm on my phone as I drive across, I guess you'd call it Central Ohio. I did a show last night. But here's what, I'll get everybody up to speed. So, and I'll try not to wreck. I'm driving. This is action. This is what you paid for. Are you not entertained?
Oh my God.
I went to, hopefully it sounds okay. I'm sure I have all the faith. Oh man, it is. There's a lovely group of people. I wish, if we could live stream this with the video, you'd love the people. You'd love the people and the scenery. Okay. So, Thursday, I flew out to New York. No, Wednesday, flew to New York. Then I was co-hosting The Five on Thursday. It was an awesome time, a really good time. I'm digging that. Flew to Columbus, Ohio, rented a car, drove to Lima, Ohio, and did a show last night. Fantastic show. This company, it's for honoring American veterans. It's a brand new startup charity. We were raising money. We're trying to help veterans who are struggling with thoughts of suicide and depression, and they're struggling with drug addiction and homelessness. So we're trying to reach out and help those guys. So the show is a fantastic success. And you guys should check out Honoring American Veterans on Facebook. So it was myself. I was kind of like the master of ceremonies. Then, and here's where it gets kind of sweet, Christy Swanson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and also from the show on CBS called SEAL Team. She was on the show. Just delightful. Fantastic human being. There was a former member of the Trump administration. He did a bunch of reform in Veterans Affairs. His last name is Zelnick. Dennis Zelnick. Very cool guy. Way smart. And this is the big surprise, a young man by the name of Robert Davi. You know Robert Davi from a bunch of the, I think it was a...
The Goonies!
Yeah, Goonies. Of course, the Goonies. That's the big one. Also, a couple 007 movies. I think he played a CIA guy in that. You've seen Robert Davi. Here's what I didn't know about Davi. That dude is a crooner. He is a straight-up Sinatra crooner. He had a band with him, and he closed the show down. He did about 45 minutes of Sinatra songs, and just
wow.
The guy, oh, he's got a great voice. He sounded great. It was worth the price of admission. So it's a fundraiser. It's a charity thing, and it's a great cause, and it's the first time they did it, and yada, yada. So then we, last night, there was like an after party, a VIP meet and greet. And then, of course, this morning, I didn't realize I had been auctioned off like a piece of meat, like a piece of meat. And here's the sad part. It was an auction for you can have breakfast with blah, blah, blah. So somebody bought Robert Davi. I have no idea what they paid. Somebody bought Christy Swanson, breakfast with her. $200. $200 to have breakfast with Christy Swanson and your old pal Mike Loftus. $75. $75! I'm a cheap whore. I felt
well,
so dirty.
You know, nothing, you know, probably lives in the memories of men about, you know, our age, for lack of a better word. And Christy Swanson in a cheerleading uniform with a bloody steak in her hand, you know, for the promo for Buffy. So, you know.
She is, she's gorgeous. She's super nice. She's, you'd love her. You'd love her. She's a big motorcycle person. Her
really?
Husband rides a Harley. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Her husband rides a Harley. She likes Indian. And I'm like, all right, I can dig Indian. That's a sweet logo. That's all I know about Indian motorcycles.
Right.
That it's an old company. It's a sweet logo. So it was really cool. It was a fun, fun evening. And so now I'm on my way to, bada bing, bada boom, back to Columbus, Ohio, the old stomping grounds. Gonna try to sneak in and out of town with as few people knowing as possible. And then I go to Des Moines on Monday. Tuesday, Freedom to Laugh show kicks off. Then that's me, Chad Prather, Reno Collier, Brian Hayner. We're in Des Moines on Tuesday. We're in Omaha on Wednesday. I'm not gonna make any promises, but there could be at least there could be a special guest at the Omaha show. It would be super exciting. And then Kansas City the day after that. And then I'm back in LA. And then we're going to do our Texas run. So it's madness. Yesterday was madness. I haven't seen much news. I don't know what Trump has done to drive people crazy yet. However.
Well, I can tell you Chad drove some people crazy.
Chad who? Chad Prather?
Prather.
What did he do? What did he do?
He found some picture of some park just completely filled with trash. And he tweeted out, look what these climate protesters left behind from the climate strike on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Except it wasn't a picture from the climate strike at all. And then underneath it, he goes, no, it's really not. I'm just screwing with you. And like Twitter like lit up and was fact checking him and the whole nine yards, and I was just dying laughing.
That's great. That's,
yeah.
So he admitted in the original post that he was just messing with people.
Well, in a post underneath the original post, yeah.
Oh,
but I mean,
okay.
it got like 3,000 retweets, but the tweet underneath it only got like 25. So,
how does it
yeah.
feel? It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it hurts.
It hurts. Yeah. It cracked me up though.
New York Times going with their big lie, and then the next day they have a teeny tiny retraction.
Right.
Not cool. Not cool.
Not cool at all. Well, I woke up to complete chaos this morning.
What happened?
You know, you think when your children become adults, it's going to be something, right? Like, something's going
right.
to be different. Right?
Yeah.
No, nothing is ever any different. I come stumbling down the stairs looking for coffee because it was a very stressful Georgia Bulldogs game yesterday. And it was a late game, so I'm getting up and I'm stumbling down the stairs and my daughter is like shrieking. My husband is like, you did what? The next thing I know, she caught the cat chasing a chipmunk and picked up the chipmunk and brought it in the house to save it from the cat.
Okay. So, now is the chipmunk loose?
The chipmunk is loose in the house. I'm in the kitchen making coffee. I'm not completely aware of what's going on. And the
yeah.
chipmunk runs over my feet. I was...
But that had to... okay, so that freaked you out. But it had to have been soft, right? Chipmunks, they seem like they'd be so soft.
I'm like, what in the world is going on? So then I get filled in. I'm like, coffee, I'm out of here. Outside, I'm like, you all can call me when this thing is out of my house.
How did you get it out? Or is it still in?
No, it's out. It's out. It went behind a desk, so my husband had to like chase it out with a broom and, you know, boy job. I don't know exactly what he did, but yeah, Stacy doesn't deal with rodents.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
yeah.
it was a very polite chipmunk. Whenever I see a chipmunk, I can't help going to that Warner Brothers cartoon where like, oh no, thank you. Oh no, you've right? Like the chipmunk was probably embarrassed. I'm sorry, you're getting coffee. I'm just going to run over your foot. I'll hide here for a bit, and then I'll go outside.
No, that came in second to the time my son, unbeknownst to me, offered to take care of his friend's pet snake, and I opened the freezer, and there was a bunch of frozen fetal mice in it.
Oh, no. See, now that's disgusting.
Oh,
you
God.
You got to disown that kid.
I let out a string of profanity like you have never heard.
Yeah, yeah, that's a punchable offense right there. You don't put freaking dead fetal mice in my freezer. I don't care how many bags you get. Cooler, young man. Put that crap in a cooler.
He's like, well, I didn't ask because I knew you'd say no. I'm like, did you really think I wasn't gonna see this?
Oh God.
14-year-old boys just wow.
Yeah. Boy, I could really go for that pint of mint chocolate chip ice cream right now. Boy, ice cream sounds good. Then you open the door. Dead baby mouse. Bags right? of dead baby mouse. That's disgusting. It's disgusting. You disown that child. Smack him upside the head. He still has to apologize for that one.
We remind him of it frequently, shall we say.
You do pop about it to this day.
Oh, well, when he does something or he takes me off, this isn't as bad as dead mice in the freezer.
Yeah. All right. So catch me up. Here's all I know that's going on. The only thing that I know that's going on is it looks like Justin Trudeau's getting a free pass.
Of course.
Years of blackface.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that on the 5.
Yeah.
I know he had... At the time, it was 2. And then I guess it went up. It went up to 3. He says there might be more.
Yes, there might be more. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So I guess that's the new rules. We just need to call it the Justin Trudeau rule, that if you have something in your past, all you have to do is apologize for it. That's all you have to do.
You have to blame it on being on your privilege.
That's what he did. Yeah.
I mean, so just insincere. I mean, I used to call him Justin the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. He seems like such a child to me.
And such a beta, such a whiny. He's the dude in Animal House. Like in Animal House, when they go into the party and there's that jackhole playing the guitar. I gave my love a cherry. And then John Belushi smashes the guitar. Justin Trudeau is the dude with the guitar.
No, he's the Beto O'Rourke of Canada.
He is. Absolutely. You know who I feel sorry for in all this? And I said I did this on the YouTube video. I feel sorry for Megyn Kelly.
No kidding.
I swear to God, all she did was bring it up as a topic of conversation. It's not like she did it. It's not like she was in blackface. She's like, so hey, is blackface really that bad?
I mean, they were commenting on when Ralph Northam did it, the governor of Virginia.
He's still there.
I know.
He's still there. Like, Megyn Kelly just brings it up as a topic of conversation. She's gone. She apologizes. Not good enough, whore. Not good enough. Pack your bags. And, like, you've got Northam. He's doing blackface and the KKK. Full hood. And he's still in Virginia. It's outrageous. So, let the record show on this episode of the Loftus Party podcast that this is the rule. You can apologize. You can have some serious skeletons in your closet. You just have to say you're sorry. For brown face, black face, whatever other kind of face. Friggin' Justin Trudeau. What a piece of work.
Oh, well, they have an election coming up, too, so.
I don't even know if it's going to be close at all. I don't even know who he's running against.
I think we should just invade Canada.
Listen, I'm down. You know me. I'm down for invading anybody. Yeah, I really am. I'm ready to kick it up a notch.
I actually saw. I can't remember somebody. I think running for office somewhere in Texas. Actually, as part of his policy. Portfolio, if you will, annexing Mexico, and all I could think about was you.
Yeah, come on! It's a great idea. It's one of those ideas like Space Force. Well, at first blush, you're like, okay, that's kind of crazy. And then when you think about it, you're like, why not? Like, why not? Go to Columbus, Ohio, rented a car, drove to Lima, Ohio, and did a show last night. Fantastic show. this company, it's for honoring American veterans. It's a brand new startup charity. We were raising money. We're trying to help veterans who are struggling with thoughts of suicide and depression, and they're struggling with drug addiction and homelessness. So we're trying to reach out and help those guys. So the show is a fantastic success, and you guys should check out Honoring American Veterans on Facebook. So it was myself. I was kind of like the master of ceremonies. Then, and here's where it gets kind of sweet, Christy Swanson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and also from the show on CBS called SEAL Team. She was on the show. Just delightful, fantastic human being. There was a former member of the Trump administration. He did a bunch of reform in Veterans Affairs. His last name is Zelnick. Dennis Zelnick. Very cool guy. Way smart. And then, and this is the big surprise, a young man by the name of Robert Davi. You know Robert Davi from a bunch of the, I think it was a...
The Goonies! CIA.
Yeah, Goonies! Of course, the Goonies. That's the big one. Also, a couple 007 movies. I think he played a CIA guy in that. You've seen Robert Davi. Here's what I didn't know about Davi. That dude is a crooner. He is a straight up Sinatra crooner. He had a band with him, and he closed the show down. He did about 45 minutes of Sinatra songs. And just wow. The guy, oh, he's got a great voice. He sounded great. It was worth the price of admission. It's a fundraiser. It's a charity thing, and it's a great cause, and it's the first time they did it, and yada yada. So then we last night there was like an after party, a VIP meet and greet, and then of course this morning I didn't realize I had been auctioned off like a piece of meat. And here's the sad part. It was an auction for you can have breakfast with blah blah blah. So somebody bought Robert Davi. I have no idea what they paid. Somebody bought Christy Swanson, breakfast with her. $200. $200 to have breakfast with Christy Swanson and your old pal Mike Loftus. $75. $75. I'm a cheap whore. I felt
well,
so dirty.
You know. Nothing, you know, probably lives in the memories of men about, you know, our age, for lack of a better word, than Christy Swanson in a cheerleading uniform with a bloody steak in her hand, you know, for the promo for Buffy. So, you know,
she's gorgeous. She's super nice. You'd love her. She's a big motorcycle person.
Really?
Husband rides a hard. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Her husband rides a Harley. She likes Indian. And I'm like, all right, I can dig Indian. That's a sweet logo. That's all I know about Indian motorcycles.
Right.
That it's an old company. It's a sweet logo. So it was really cool. It was a fun, fun evening. And so now I'm on my way to, bada bing, bada boom, back to Columbus, Ohio, the old stomping grounds. Gonna try to sneak in and out of town with as few people knowing as possible, and then I go to Des Moines on Monday. Tuesday, Freedom to Laugh show kicks off. Then that's me, Chad Prather, Reno Collier, Brian Hayner. We're in Des Moines on Tuesday. We're in Omaha on Wednesday. I'm not gonna make any promises, but there could be a special guest at the Omaha show. It would be super exciting. And then Kansas City the day after that. And then I'm back in LA. And then we're going to do our Texas run. So it's madness. Yesterday was madness. I haven't seen much news. I don't know what Trump has done to drive people crazy yet. However.
Well, I can tell you Chad drove some people crazy.
Chad who? Chad Prather?
Prather.
What did he do?
He found some picture of some park just completely filled with trash, and he tweeted out, "Look what these climate protesters left behind from the climate strike on Friday." Except it wasn't a picture from the climate strike at all. And then underneath it, he goes, "No, it's really not. I'm just screwing with you." And like Twitter like lit up and was fact checking him and the whole nine yards, and I was just dying laughing.
That's great. That's, yeah. So he admitted in the original post that he was just messing with people.
Well, he, in a post underneath the original post, yeah. But I mean, okay. it got like 3,000 retweets, but the tweet underneath it only got like 25. So,
how does it
yeah.
feel? It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah. It cracked like me up though.
New York Times going with their big lie, and then the next day they have a teeny tiny retraction.
Right.
Not cool. Not cool.
Not cool at all. Well, I woke up to complete chaos this morning.
What happened?
You know, you think when your children become adults, it's going to be something, right? Like, something's going
right.
to be different, right?
Yeah.
No, nothing is ever any different. I come stumbling down the stairs looking for coffee because it was a very stressful Georgia Bulldogs game yesterday. And it was a late game, so I got up. So I'm getting up, and I'm stumbling down the stairs, and my daughter is, like, shrieking. My husband is like, "You did what?" The next thing I know, she caught the cat chasing a chipmunk and picked up the chipmunk and brought it in the house to save it from the cat.
Okay, so, now, is the chipmunk loose?
The chipmunk is loose in the house. I'm in the kitchen making coffee. I'm not completely aware of what's going on, and the chipmunk runs over my feet.
So that freaked you out, but it had to have been soft, right? Chipmunks, they seem like they'd be so soft.
I'm like, what in the world is going on? So then I get filled in. I'm like, coffee, I'm out of here. Outside, I'm like, you all can call me when this thing is out of my house.
How did you get it out? Or is it still in?
No, it's out. It's out. It went behind a desk, so my husband had to, like, chase it out with a broom. And, you know, boy job. I don't know exactly what he did, but, yeah, Stacy doesn't deal with rodents.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was a very polite chipmunk. Whenever I see a chipmunk, I can't help going to that Warner Brothers cartoon where, like, oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Oh, no, you've... Right? Like, the chipmunk was probably embarrassed. I'm sorry, you're getting coffee. I'm just going to run over your foot. I'll hide here for a bit, and then I'll go outside.
No, that came in second to the time my son, unbeknownst to me, offered to take care of his friend's pet snake, and I opened the freezer, and there was a bunch of frozen fetal mice in it.
Oh, no. See, now that's disgusting.
Oh,
you
God.
You gotta disown that kid.
I let out a string of profanity like you have never heard.
Yeah, that's a punchable offense right there. You don't put freaking dead fetal mice in my freezer. I don't care how many bags you get.
I'm
a,
like,
cooler, young man.
I'm
you
like,
put that crap in a cooler.
I'm like, he's like, well, I didn't ask because I knew you'd say no. I'm like, did you really think I wasn't gonna see this?
Oh God.
14-year-old boys, just wow.
Yeah. Boy, I could really go for that pint of mint chocolate chip ice cream right now. Boy, ice cream sounds good. Then you open the door. Dead baby mouse. Bags
right?
of dead baby mouse. That's disgusting. It's disgusting. You disown that child. Smack him upside the head. He still has to apologize for that one.
We remind him of it frequently, shall we say.
You actually do pop about it to this day.
Oh, well, when he does something or he ticks me off, I just, well, this isn't as bad as dead mice in the freezer.
Yeah. All right, so catch me up. Here's all I know that's going on. The only thing that I know that's going on is it looks like Justin Trudeau's getting a free pass.
Of course.
Years of blackface.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that on the 5.
Yeah.
I know he had, at the time it was 2, and then I now guess it went
three.
Up. It went up to 3. He says there might be more.
Yes,
he says
there
might
be
more.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So I guess that's the new rules. But we just need to call it the Justin Trudeau rule, that if you have something in your past, all you have to do is apologize for it. That's all you have to do.
No, you have to blame it on being on your privilege.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, just so just insincere. I mean, I used to call him Justin the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Trudeau,
yeah.
Because he seems like such a child to me.
And such a beta, such a whiny. He's the dude in Animal House. Like in Animal House, when they go into the party and there's that jackhole playing the guitar. I gave my love a cherry. And then John Belushi smashes the guitar. Justin Trudeau is the dude with the guitar.
No, he's the Beto O'Rourke of Canada.
He is. He
absolutely
is. You know who I feel sorry for in all this? And I said I did this on the YouTube video. I feel sorry for Megyn Kelly.
No kidding.
I swear to God, all she did was bring it up as a topic of conversation. It's not like she did it. It's not like she was in blackface. She's
no.
Like, so hey, is blackface really that bad?
I mean, they were commenting on when Ralph Northam did it, the governor of Virginia.
He's still there.
I know.
He's still there. Like, Megyn Kelly just brings it up as a topic of conversation. She's gone. She apologizes. Not good enough, whore. Not good enough. Pack your bags. And, like, you've got Northam. He's doing blackface and the KKK. Full
mm-hmm.
hood. Full
yep.
hood. And he's still in Virginia. It's outrageous. So let the record show on this episode of the Loftus Party podcast that this is the rule. You can apologize. You can have some serious skeletons in your closet. You just have to say you're sorry. For brown face, black face, whatever other kind of face. Friggin' Justin Trudeau. What a piece of work. What a piece of work.
Oh, well, they have an election coming up, too, so...
No. I don't even know if it's going to be close. I don't even know if it's going to be close at all. I don't even know who he's running against. Canada's
I think we
gone.
Should just invade Canada.
Listen, I'm down. You know me. I'm down for invading anybody.
Yeah,
I really am. I'm ready to kick it up a notch.
I actually saw. I can't remember somebody. I think running for office somewhere in Texas. Actually, as part of his policy portfolio, if you will, annexing Mexico, and all I could think about was you.
Yeah, come on. It's a great idea. It's one of those ideas like Space Force. Well, at
yeah.
first blush, you're like, okay, that's kind of crazy. And then when you think about it, you're like, why not? Like, why not? Go to Columbus, Ohio, rented a car, drove to Lima, Ohio, and did a show last night. Fantastic show. This company, it's for honoring American veterans. It's a brand new startup charity. We were raising money. We're trying to help veterans who are struggling with thoughts of suicide and depression, and they're struggling with drug addiction and homelessness. So we're trying to reach out and help those guys. So the show is a fantastic success. And you guys should check out Honoring American Veterans on Facebook. So it was myself. I was kind of like the master of ceremonies. Then, and here's where it gets kind of sweet, Christy Swanson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and also from the show on CBS called SEAL Team. She was on the show. Just delightful. Fantastic human being. There was a former member of the Trump administration. He did a bunch of reform in Veterans Affairs. His last name is Zelnick. Dennis Zelnick. Very cool guy. Way smart. And this is the big surprise, a young man by the name of Robert Davi. You know Robert Davi from a bunch of the, I think it was a...
The Goonies!
Yeah, Goonies. Of course, the Goonies. That's the big one. Also, a couple 007 movies. I think he played a CIA guy in that. You've seen Robert Davi. Here's what I didn't know about Davi. That dude is a crooner. He is a straight-up Sinatra crooner. He had a band with him, and he closed the show down. He did about 45 minutes of Sinatra songs. And just wow. The guy, oh, he's got a great voice. He sounded great. It was worth the price of admission. So it's a fundraiser. It's a charity thing, and it's a great cause, and it's the first time they did it, and yada, yada. So then last night there was like an after party, a VIP meet and greet. And then, of course, this morning, I didn't realize I had been auctioned off like a piece of meat. And here's the sad part. It was an auction for you can have breakfast with blah, blah, blah. So somebody bought Robert Davi. I have no idea what they paid. Somebody bought Christy Swanson, breakfast with her. $200. $200 to have breakfast with Christy Swanson and your old pal Mike Loftus. $75. $75! I'm a cheap whore. I felt
well,
so dirty.
You know, nothing, you know, probably lives in the memories of men about, you know, our age, for lack of a better word, than Christy Swanson in a cheerleading uniform with a bloody steak in her hand, you know, for the promo for Buffy. So, you know,
she's gorgeous. She's super nice. You'd love her. She's a big motorcycle person. Husband rides a Harley. Yeah.
Nice.
Her husband rides a Harley. She likes Indian. And I'm like, all right, I can dig Indian. That's a sweet logo. That's all I know about Indian motorcycles.
Right.
That it's an old company. It's a sweet logo. So it was really cool. It was a fun evening. And so now I'm on my way to, bada bing, bada boom, back to Columbus, Ohio, the old stomping grounds. Going to try to sneak in and out of town with as few people knowing as possible. And then I go to Des Moines on Monday. Tuesday, Freedom to Laugh show kicks off. Then that's me, Chad Prather, Reno Collier, Brian Hayner. We're in Des Moines on Tuesday. We're in Omaha on Wednesday. I'm not gonna make any promises, but there could be a special guest at the Omaha show. It would be super exciting. And then Kansas City the day after that, and then I'm back in LA, and then we're gonna do our Texas run. So it's madness. Yesterday was madness. I haven't seen much news. I don't know what Trump has done to drive people crazy yet. However,
well, I can tell you, Chad drove some people crazy.
Chad who? Chad Prather.
Prather.
What did he do?
He found some picture of some park just completely filled with trash, and he tweeted out, "Look what these climate protesters left behind from the climate strike on Friday." Except it wasn't a picture from the climate strike at all. And then underneath it, he goes, "No, it's really not. I'm just screwing with you." And like Twitter like lit up and was fact checking him and the whole nine yards, and I was just dying laughing.
That's great. So he admitted in the original post that he was just messing with people.
Well, in a post underneath the original post, yeah. But it got like 3,000 retweets, but the tweet underneath it only got like 25. So
how does it
yeah.
feel? It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah. It cracked me up though.
New York Times going with their big lie, and then the next day they have a teeny tiny retraction.
Right.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. Well, I woke up to complete chaos this morning.
What happened?
You know, you think when your children become adults, it's going to be something, right? Like something's going to be different, right?
Yeah.
No, nothing is ever any different. I come stumbling down the stairs looking for coffee because it was a very stressful Georgia Bulldogs game yesterday. And it was a late game. So I got up. So I'm getting up and I'm stumbling down the stairs and my daughter is like shrieking. My husband is like, "You did what?" The next thing I know, she caught the cat chasing a chipmunk and picked up the chipmunk and brought it in the house to save it from the cat.
Okay, so, now, is the chipmunk loose?
The chipmunk is loose in the house. I'm in the kitchen making coffee. I'm not completely aware of what's going on. And the chipmunk runs over my feet.
Okay, so that freaked you out. But it had to have been soft, right? Chipmunks, they seem like they'd be so soft.
I'm like, what in the world is going on? So then I get filled in. I'm like, coffee, I'm out of here. Outside, I'm like, you all can call me when this thing is out of my house.
How did you get it out? Or is it still in?
No, it's out. It's out. It went behind a desk, so my husband had to, like, chase it out with a broom. And, you know, boy job. I don't know exactly what he did, but, Stacy doesn't deal with rodents.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was a very polite chipmunk. Whenever I see a chipmunk, I can't help going to that Warner Brothers cartoon where, like, oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Oh, no, you've... Right? Like, the chipmunk was probably embarrassed. I'm sorry, you're getting coffee. I'm just going to run over your foot. I'll hide here for a bit, and then I'll go outside.
No, that came in second to the time my son, unbeknownst to me, offered to take care of his friend's pet snake, and I opened the freezer, and there was a bunch of frozen fetal mice in it.
Oh, no. See, now that's disgusting.
Oh, God.
I
let out a string of profanity like you have never heard.
Yeah. That's a punchable offense right there. You don't put freaking dead fetal mice in my freezer. I don't care how many bags you get a cooler, young man.
I'm like,
you put that crap in a cooler.
I'm like, he's like, well, I didn't ask because I knew you'd say no. I'm like, did you really think I wasn't going to see this?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
14-year-old boy is just, wow.
Yeah. Boy, I could really go for that pint of mint chocolate chip ice cream right now. Boy, ice cream sounds good. Then you open the door. Dead baby mouse! Bags of dead baby mouse. That's disgusting. It's disgusting. You disown that child. Smack him upside the head. He still has to apologize for that one.
We remind him of it. Frequently, shall we say.
You actually do pop about it to this day.
Oh, well, when he does something or he ticks me off, I just, well, this isn't as bad as dead mice in the freezer.
Yeah. All right, so catch me up. Here's all I know that's going on. The only thing that I know that's going on is it looks like Justin Trudeau's getting a free pass.
Of course.
Years of blackface. Years of blackface.
Uh-huh.
That's, well, we were talking about that on the 5.
Yeah.
I know he had, at the time it was 2. And then it went up to 3. He says there might be more.
Yes,
he says there might be more.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So I guess that's the new rules. But we just need to call it the Justin Trudeau rule, that if you have something in your past, all you have to do is apologize for it. That's all
you have to do.
No,
you have to blame it on being on your privilege.
Oh,
that's
what
he did.
Yeah.
I mean, just
so
just insincere. I mean, I used to call him Justin the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Trudeau.
Yeah.
Because he seems like such a child to me.
And such a beta. Such a whiny. He's the dude in Animal House. Like in Animal House, when they go into the party and there's that jackhole playing the guitar. I gave my love a cherry. And then John Belushi smashes the guitar. Justin Trudeau is the dude with the guitar.
No, he's the Beto O'Rourke of Canada.
He is. He
absolutely
is. You know who I feel sorry for in all this? And I said I did this on the YouTube video. I feel sorry for Megyn Kelly.
No, like, kidding.
I swear to God, all she did was bring it up as a topic of conversation. It's not like she did it. It's not like she was in blackface. She's like, so hey, is blackface really that bad?
I mean, they were commenting on when Ralph Northam did it. Governor of Virginia.
He's still there.
I know.
He's still there. Like, Megyn Kelly just brings it up as a topic of conversation. She's gone.